Welcome to the Pakish News Podcast. Today, we delve into Pakistan's Eid preparations amidst regional turmoil and its economic implications.
Indeed, Pakistan confirms Eid al-Fitr for Saturday, March 21, 2026, after the Central Ruwet-e-Halal Committee announced the Shawwal moon wasn't sighted.
A time for celebration but also recovery. Heavy rainfall claimed 18 lives across Pakistan, primarily in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa and Punjab, causing widespread damage.
A tragic start to the holiday period for many. Simultaneously, global attention is fixed on escalating tensions in the Middle East, a critical concern.
Specifically, reports indicate alleged Iranian missile strikes targeted key Israeli oil refineries in Haifa and Ashdod, marking a significant escalation of hostilities.
The UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, has urged both the US and Israel to end war and called on Iran to stop attacking neighbors, reflecting global concern.
This aligns with Pakistan's long-standing foreign policy, which consistently advocates for peaceful resolutions and de-escalation in regional conflicts.
But what do these escalating Middle East tensions mean for Pakistan's economy? Global energy markets are already on high alert for potential price spikes.
As a net oil importing nation, Pakistan will likely face a significant surge in global crude oil prices, increasing its import bill.
This directly translates to increased domestic fuel prices, exacerbated inflation, and added pressure on the Pakistani rupee, impacting everyday life.
These economic pressures will directly impact the cost of living for citizens and operational costs for industries across the country. A complex challenge.
A complex situation for Pakistan, balancing domestic recovery with international economic pressures. We'll continue to monitor these critical developments. Thanks for listening.